We have a lot of news relating to Iraq this morning, including this. The military has filed desertion charges against a Marine who turned up missing in Iraq. Last summer, Corporal Wasef Ali Hassoun was working as an Arabic interpreter near Fallujah. He claimed that militants captured him, but investigators now allege that he was trying to flee from his unit. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The desertion charge against Corporal Hassoun caps one of the more unusual incidents of the Iraq War. In June, Hassoun disappeared from his post and later was seen in a videotape that suggested he'd been captured. The tape showed him blindfolded with a sword hanging above his head. At about the same time, a statement was issued, purportedly by militants, claiming he'd been killed. But about a week later, Hassoun turned up safe and sound in his native country of Lebanon. Marine spokesman Matt Morgan says investigators haven't completely solved the mystery of what happened to Hassoun, but he says they've concluded he willingly deserted the Marines.
All the elements from the time that he was initially seen in that videotape to the time that he showed back up in Lebanon is still under investigation. The charges today are a result of the missing persons investigation, how he went from his appointed place of duty to end up not at his appointed place of duty.
The military is releasing few details of the investigation, but says Hassoun is being charged not only with desertion, but also with stealing a government vehicle and his 9mm pistol. Hassoun and his attorney refused to comment after the charges were filed, but in a July statement, Hassoun denied doing anything wrong.
I did not desert my post. I was captured and held against my will by anti-coalition forces for 19 days. I thank everyone who was looking for me and give thanks for God for everything.
If the 24-year-old corporal is found guilty of desertion, he could be imprisoned and receive a dishonorable discharge. But legal scholars say desertion allegations are tough to prove because prosecutors need evidence that the person not only left his or her unit, but also intended never to return. Duke University law professor Scott Silliman, a retired Air Force colonel, says the Hassoun case is especially complicated because questions linger about the alleged capture.
There is some speculation, I think there was when the story first surfaced, that perhaps the videotape could have been a ruse. But we're at the stage now where the Marine Corps has merely put initial charges against him. So I think we should be hesitant in drawing any conclusions from the initial charges.
Last month, U.S. troops found some of Hassoun's possessions stashed away in a Fallujah building, including his uniform and identification card. Hassoun has not spoken to military investigators for several months. He remains on active duty as a truck driver at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And the Marines say he won't be redeployed overseas until the charges are resolved. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.